Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The Gallagher name offers tremendous credibility both in college athletics and in wheat farming in the Southern Plains. Now the Gallagher variety has a descendant. Introducing Smith's Gold, a hard winter wheat variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Smith's Gold offers dual protection against Hessian fly and green bug, as well as increased resistance to stripe rust. And Smith's Gold's milling and baking quality is as good as gold. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Cattle futures markets today were down sharply, down nearly the limit on the live cattle and about 350 to 370 on the feeder cattle. The lowest month in the live cattle was October, down 297 at 111.12. Briefly touched limit down, but did not settle there. On the feeder cattle, on the August front end, down 370 at 146.25. And so across the board, we had some weakness. A few things, technically speaking, we filled the gap on some further out months in the feeder cattle, like the October, November, and January filled the gap, and I think that brought some technical selling here. And then now that we started making new lows and the hedgers came in selling it, and then also people that are long were getting stopped out on some. Box beef at midday was down 13 cents on choice at 203.58, nearly $50 a hundred off the highs for choice. Select down 42 at 196.89. Choice select spreads about $6.59, so it remains pretty tight. Last week, most of the cash was 117 and 118 on the live cattle. That was really considered a little disappointing. The feeder cattle index on Friday was just below 152 at 151.99. That was up $1.12. And then year-to-date slaughter rates are substantially ahead of normal. They're about 5.9% this year compared to last year higher.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures were higher today across the board in preparation for the Thursday USDA. It's Thursday, August 10th. It'll be 11 a.m. report. The significance of this report is it's the first small grain production estimates out of the USDA. So they're going to give us their estimates of what the corn and soybean yield is going to be. Up to this point, they've been using trend line, which we feel that with the good to excellent categories for corn and beans being somewhat low, that the yield is going to be below trend line. Most people think it's somewhere between 162 and 168 on the corn and somewhere about 47.5 bushels per acre on soybeans, which is just a little bit less than the USDA for soybeans, quite a bit less on the corn. But that report could really move the market relative to what it is, relative to what we expect it to be. Also, we had two sales this morning, 206,000 metric tons of beans to an unknown destination, and also 180,000 metric tons of corn. I think that helped the corn and beans today. Hedge funds still long across the board. Substantially long corn, about 103,000. And then this afternoon, we've got a crop progress report, which will also update the good to excellent category for the corn and soybeans.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.